Seeing the news coverage and pictures of last week's snowmass in and around Toronto gave me the flop sweats. In my worst nightmares, being stranded in a snowstorm is right up there with sinking in quicksand and, unfortunately, way more likely. I am using the frightening stories as a wake-up call to be more prepared. When the huge snowstorm hit January 17, although it was predicted in advance, the snow came so quickly and furiously that it still caught motorists unaware. Emergency crews just couldn't keep ahead of the snow accumulation. Hundreds of drivers were literally trapped on the highways 401 and 400 across the Greater Toronto area. Eventually, the OPP closed both the Don Valley Parkway and Gardiner Expressway. The stories started to flow in of motorists trapped in their vehicles for more than 8 hours. Big rigs were jackknifed or stuck on inclines with plows unable to get to them to move them out of the way. I will never forget the photos of people out, on the highway, shoveling snow from the freeway. Unreal. I shivered for them, in the warmth of my own home, wondering how I might cope. The voice of my father rang in my ears with the warning he gave every single year. Never let your gas tank get below half in the winter because you never know what could happen. I shuddered to think of the trips I made where I hadn't filled up the tank because I was too lazy, too busy, or was waiting for the pump price to go down. Put yourself in that backlog of traffic from a week ago watching your fuel light come on. You can save a bit of fuel by turning your engine off and on, but for how long? What about cell phones? Are yours always fully charged? Do you carry a portable charger? I assume truckers are more prepared than the rest of us and hopefully had snacks, drinks, and blankets. What about the rest of us? While I have always carried an emergency box with a first aid kit, heavy gloves, old scarves, a candle and matches, some canned nuts, candy, and a flashlight, that may not be enough. I'm adding in a shovel, kitty litter, windshield washer fluid, bottles of water, an old pair of boots, and a giant blanket. We are all a bit too optimistic when we drive in the winter, assuming nothing is going to go wrong. Being alone would be scary enough, but what if you were traveling with children or an elderly relative? I was having a panic attack thinking of the times I travel in winter with my cat. Granted, we can't protect ourselves completely from Mother Nature, or Old Man Winter in this case, but we can do what we can. Aside from the safety issues, if I am completely honest about the recent situation, I was fascinated to know how the stranded motorists dealt with the call of nature. As a woman of a certain age, I need to use a bathroom several times a day. Being trapped in a car surrounded by other motorists, what's a gal to do? What did they do? Men, I am guessing, just did what was necessary wherever they could, but ladies. I shall add depends to my emergency stash. I doubt anyone will tell honestly me, but I truly do want to know how that was handled. Where are those little Charmin bears when you need them? Somehow, I don't think on that day anyone would enjoy the go. The fear of not knowing how long before the highways opened or rescue could come must have been traumatic. I'm sure a date many won't soon forget. Let's offer huge praise to police officers, first responders, tow truck drivers, journalists, and also for the kindness of strangers during the emergency. I hope it serves as a reminder to all of us to be a bit more ready for the next time.